Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
Great. Good to hear. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, yeah. That card got, hacked, and that was because I got something that was supposed to be renewal, just like what you guys sent me, and then found out that when I did it, it wasn't the actual company. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And
so then
the bank card.
So Chase
had to close that. The other one actually notified me and just said, you know, if you get stuff on your phone, ignore it, because 9 times out of 10, it's. So, yeah, so I'm really kind of careful now on, to do that.
Oh, I don't blame you.
So.
Yeah. Well, at least you're aware of the problem. We have the visa that ended in 6660. That's the one that you had trouble with?
That was the one. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6636 is in a zero, was a Chase debit card. And that one has been canceled, and I have a new one. So, I want to know, how I can get it to the right place.
Okay. So I can update it for you, but since you had a problem with someone else doing that was fraudulent, you could also log on to your dashboard and update it that way. Have you been on your dashboard?
Okay, hold on. I'll do it while you're speaking right now.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. Let's see.
When you log on, you'll see a little pop-up that says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. And then you could either click on close or go to billing. And then if you click on go to billing, that's where you can actually
update
the card.
Okay, hold
on.
Hold on. Let me mm-hmm. log on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I did. Okay, so I have everything connected on the computer. So I went to click on Local Splash. It said 404 error not found. And
okay.
So what I have is my.localsplash.com and then /, and it said not found. I have this bookmark on my computer.
Take out the back part where it says / not found. Just do the my.localsplash.com.
Okay, hold on. Let's see back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my.localsplash.com. Okay, just click on that.
Mm-hmm. Then you can erase the back end if there's something showing slash whatever, you don't need it. And then that'll take you to a page that asks you for a username and password, or if you've logged in before, it might take you to the dashboard automatically.
Okay, so Hans, let me put that in. Okay. So author, okay, so oops, looks like your subscription is not active, so go to
there
billing.
There you go. Yep.
Okay, so my question, what am I renewing? Go ahead.
There's a blue button, by the way, that says edit payment information. That's how you'll be able to do it from this page. But what you're renewing is your monthly service of $129, and that keeps you on the first page of Google. It keeps you on all of the popular directories in your area and mobily optimized, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So all of that stays active. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me go back to what you said. So I'm here, and I don't see there's like a big blue customer support. Thank you for – okay, I don't see anything that says billing.
Okay. It should say go to billing in a blue box. So –
In the blue box, it just says a dark blue customer support underneath it, and a lighter blue. Thank you for contacting support. En route, you the next. Okay, so then I see password and billing, but it's not involved. So I just click on billing.
Yeah, try to click on billing, and maybe it'll now take you to that page that says update your billing information.
Oh, okay. So this said okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it
edit.
Does. Edit
okay,
payment
edit
information.
Payment. Okay.
Yep.
And then let's see, company name. Let's see. Okay, so it just said Visa. Okay, and then the credit card. So I can just change.
You see where it says credit card number, and there's a little box that you have to select that says change.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So let me see. Okay, so let me do this while, make sure it doesn't go on, because if it doesn't happen now, I'm not coming back on here. So this is okay.
I know how you feel. You don't have to worry about the business name or any of those other fields unless the card has your business name instead of your name. But if it still has your first and last name on it, then you don't have to worry about editing anything else.
It actually has both. So it has my name on top, and underneath it says Beaumont Fine Floors, Inc. So that's why.
Okay.
So then I'll just enter a number. Hold on. 427-422. Okay.
And then if you get it all in there, you got to hit the little blue button on the bottom that says save.
Okay. So let me see. So look at the card number, and it doesn't ask me for expiration. Oh, there it is. I have to scroll down. Okay, expiration. It is... And then the year. Okay, so save.
Okay, so if you save it, then I should be able to refresh it on this end and process it. So I can tell you if it went through, but you already hit. Oh yeah, you did. I can see the last four digits changed. Okay, so let me give it a whirl and we'll see if we can get it to process. Great, that one worked. I got the green light for you, Michael. So you're all set. Now
it better work. That's a debit card.
Well, at least you know you entered it correctly because everything went through on this end. And then what I wanted to tell you is, have you downloaded the Local Splash app by chance?
No. What exactly is that? Is that for the desktop, or what is that for?
The app is, you can go into your cell phone application store, whether it's the Android store or the iPhone store, and search for Local Splash. It's a free app. And then once you download it, you would log in with the same credentials that you just did for your dashboard. And that way you can see your results in real time. Because you asked me, oh, what am I actually getting for this? What am I renewing?
Yeah.
But that way you can see how many people found you on Google. You can see if they clicked your site or clicked to call you. That's called a Google action. And then you can also see which keywords are working for you. Now,
okay.
I know that you haven't added some Google papers.
I was going to say, because the keywords, I was working with someone by the name of Celeste. And does she still work for the company?
Do you know, she just retired about 3 weeks ago, and I miss her because she's a sweetheart. Yeah, but good for her. She retired, so now she's living the no-schedule life.
Okay, no, because I worked with her. She kind of knew what I was doing, and, you know, over the years, we kind of worked out something, and, you know, she had everything in there. We went over, and we talked every month, And then I never heard from her again. So.
Oh, yeah, because I see that you were very consistent with your Google ads, and then all of a sudden they kind of stopped. And who knows, maybe the last time you talked, you told her you wanted to pause them for a while or something, but she still should have followed up after that, because it looks like you were doing really good with those Google paid ads, right?
No, I mean, we're at more of a specialty store, and the only time I would pause it is during the holidays. And that's usually because we're in flooring, and there's really nobody does anything during Thanksgiving and Christmas. Who wants their house destroyed, you know, during those times? So I usually pause it for that, and that's kind of the history we've done. And, you know, I know we were still, you know, she's had some issues because when we did these really strict guidelines giving Google, you know, she was saying, you didn't get any clicks. You know, basically, you know, going from like, we were more defined. Like, we didn't say general words like flooring. We basically went with the names, and we asked Google to be exact match. So, you know, so yeah, she did a lot of that. And, but again, I just don't, I mean, she was really a doll. She was really nice. And, you know,
she really is.
I think she had like two daughters or something. I don't remember. We used to talk about the kids and
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, you have a good memory. Yeah, she's a great lady. I've been with the company for 14 years, and she had been with the company for almost about the same. So her and I had, you know, spent a lot of time over the years, you know, on our breaks and stuff talking together. So I really like
that.
Yeah,
I didn't think she was old enough to retire. I mean, I'm not retired. Okay, my kid's 22, and I'm, you know, I'm on my almost next month will be 43 years that I started this company. So we were sharing a lot of stuff with kids and things like that. So I really liked her. She was really a sweetheart. But I knew that, and she knew, and it was nothing. I told her, yeah, I know it's going to be difficult because we specialize in things. So we're not like a general carpet store, like ABC carpet stores and stuff. No, we're more defined. I mean, we sell things that that are been around for a long time, and we're not a commodity store. So that became very difficult because when we let it did Google wide open, we were getting bombarded and the money was getting used up.
And
we got nothing in exchange. It was basically a waste of money. So then we spent, you know, a long time, you know, a couple of years trying to define this. And, you know, and I think at one point we went too far where I was only getting a couple. And I remember asking, I go, okay, is that all I'm going to get? I mean, this is not right. It's not like I'm a Rolls Royce and only a dealer that sells Rolls Royce. And I'm only one of, you know, say, a few in the entire San Francisco Bay Area. So we were having issues trying to define. Because my thing is, if I spend a dollar and I got a dollar back, and I'm happy because it paid for itself. If I got a dollar and a penny, I'm ecstatic because I actually made a penny. That's how I look at stuff. But for a long time, you know, in the earlier, and I don't know how long I've been with Local Splash. Does it tell you?
Yeah, it does. It says 6 years.
Okay, so in the earlier years, it was just a waste of money, and it was frustrating because, and so we got it kind of somewhat defined, and, you know, I'm always busy and stuff, so I didn't really follow through, you know, call Shalette, you know, I had to go through the 800 number, and they would transfer me over to Shalette, or have Shalette call me, but, you know, I haven't, you know, life goes by so fast, and you kind of forget, and, you know, so I didn't know what happened. I thought maybe she retired or quit or found another job.
Well, she retired, but just like a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, I feel bad that she hadn't followed up with you since that last correspondence in 2024.
When was the last correspondence I had with her?
It could have been that because let's see if that date was close to the holidays. Let me see what date that was. It was... Well, she put a note in here in August of 2024 that if you called in regarding the Google ads that she was handling it. But then the last time she put the ads on for you, let's see what month that was specific. Oh, that was in March of 2024. So no, that wasn't around the holidays. So that's strange. Let me go back and look at the notes from March of 2024 and see if she put something. I have all of your keywords stored, by the way, so that's good. So you don't have to revamp them unless you, like you said, they got so niche that then the calls went down and then now you want to talk about getting them more, you know, a little bit broader, but not as broad as like a typical flooring store. We could do that too. You know what I mean? Oh yeah. In August, she put a note, Google Ads, there's $5 left. Been running for months, barely getting clicks, about the same when he ran it for 45 and up and top 10% income bracket at the same time. Before that, with no demographics and 5 keywords, exact match, he went from 3 to 5 weeks average. He can't decide what he wants as he is busy with a project. So probably she was talking to you about adding more and you were tied up with a project and thought maybe it wasn't good timing. And then she probably just forgot because we have, you know, over 48,000 clients. And sometimes if someone wants me to follow up with them, and I'm sure Shalette worked the same way, we'll send ourselves a reminder in the computer, you know, and maybe she just forgot to send herself a reminder that, you know, to follow up with you when you were done with that project. So, but the good news is all your keywords are stored, your demographics are stored. So if you want to start up the pay-per-click again, you can. We also have something now that's even better than pay-per-click. It's called Local Service Ads on Google, and it's a pay-per-lead program. So have you heard of the Local Service Ads?
No. So the pay-per-click is, I've never been a fan of Google. In fact, I can't stand Google because, you know, I've been doing this, like I said, coming up next month will be 43 years. I used to get customers from different states, and then Google did their little game and took that away from me, even though I was of one product that we're kind of phasing out now because that company was bought by another company. We were an actually authorized showroom, and there was only 3 other companies in all the United States. I lost all that because Google, and I found out Google was playing their game, didn't want to give me free organic space without paying for it because I was in California. So they restrict me and everybody else to a radius, which is garbage because, you know, it had nothing to do with it. We actually are an authorized a certified showroom for one of the manufacturers. So it was only 4 other places to go in all United States, and they cut me off. I mean, I was selling to like NBC Studios and things like that. I lost all that to Google. So am I a fan of Google? No, absolutely not. I think Google is just another greedy company. So with that being said, you know, how do I, you know, maneuver that? And that's kind of where we went to exact words. So in other words, like what we sell, and 99% of the other my competitors do not, we sell wool carpeting, been around since the beginning of time. So we had to try to define that and, you know, and say, and it wasn't much to do. It's like carpet is very general, but wool carpet is very defined. And then we started adding manufacturer names, you know. So that's one of the problems that we had. And then there was an exact search of the company name. So in other words, if I'm going to look for, say, a Ford, don't give me, direct me over to Chevys and, you know, Dodges, all those other things. No, I'm looking for a Ford. That was kind of what we were doing, but we were having problems because it wasn't clicking. And say, okay, these are the items that I sell, exact words. And it's not like they're not popular. They are popular. They've been in business for a while. And it's like, why isn't this working? So I just kind of felt that it's just a game that Google was playing. Maybe they wanted me, you know, steal more money out of my account, for whatever lack of reason. But it wasn't really helping, and that's why you probably saw in the notes that it, I'm not getting any clicks or very few clicks. And that doesn't make any sense because, again,
what I do would not
have lasted almost 43 years. I know what I'm doing.
Of course. Yeah, you know what? I think Shalette was managing it very well for you, though, because you had the last you paid for him was in March, and then she put this note in August that there was $5 left. So she wasn't calling you trying to add on more unless the prior budget was gone. So even though it said you were barely getting any clicks, that one batch of 300 lasted you what? March, April, May, June, July, August, 6 months, which is phenomenal.
It's not supposed to. That should have been gone technically if it's done right.
Within the first month.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying something's wrong. It's not working because, you've been doing that for 14 years. Have you ever seen something $300 last 6 months? No.
Yeah, I think that you're probably a rare occasion, but you do have niche keywords too, because I'm looking at them. I see the wool carpets in there, of course, but there's also hybrid flooring, SPC flooring, Antico flooring, unique carpets. So there's specialized keywords in here too. But I'm not a fan of the Google pay-per-click for a small to mid-sized business or for a specialty flooring showroom like you are. And here's why. Those paid ads, they are expensive and money comes out of the budget every time somebody clicks on it, even if it's someone clicking on it that's calling you try to sell you something. Or if it's someone that clicks on it because they're a competitor and they want to drive your bill up, or if it's an actual client. So the pay-per-click ads have a definite purpose, and you're right, Google's greedy. Google makes millions and millions of dollars on them for those big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, right? So that's why I'm not a fan of doing just the pay-per-click ads with the program that you have. I see that the Google Guaranteed program is so much better, because with the Google Guaranteed program, you have to pass a background check in order to participate, and I assume that you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
All that stuff is there. It's there for the – I mean, I can't be a contractor in the state of California. And you're down south, right? You're in California, right?
Orange County. Yep, we're in Orange County. Exactly.
Okay. So I cannot be in business without being licensed, insured, and all that other stuff, and do what I do. So to answer your question, and bonded and stuff. So 43 years in April, and I've never had any issues with anything, you know. So a background check.
Amazing.
Why would? Okay, that's weird. Why would? For advertising, Google will want a background check.
So Google will do the background check because once you pass the background check, they're going to put a little green or a blue check mark next to your name, and they're going to show that you are a Google verified or Google guaranteed company. So now what they're doing is they're backing your work. So they want to make sure, I mean, someone like you, 43 years of industry expertise with license and insurance, you're going to pass that with flying colors. But let's say it's some new flooring guy that's a Mickey Mouse guy and he doesn't know what he's doing, right? Those kinds of companies won't pass the background check, and then Google doesn't have to back their work. So Google will actually put, you know, that specialized stamp next to your name once you pass the background check. And all we charge to participate in this, Michael, is the one-time application fee of $250. And we would set an appointment called onboarding where one of the people from the Google Guaranteed Department would call you and go through the application, make sure that, you know, you dot the I's and you cross the T's and everything gets submitted properly. And then we use third-party companies to conduct that background check, such as Pinkerton or Evident ID. That process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're approved, we would call you and say, congratulations, you passed that background check process, and we want to activate the budget to turn the leads on. So your leads, and it probably this is because you're a specialty flooring, are a little bit pricey. They're about $136 each. And what I mean by that is it might be a smaller job where the only $126, or it might be a big job where the lead's $146. But that's the average. And the nice thing about this program and how it works differently from the typical lead program is our department would monitor it, and you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead within your area. Okay? So if somebody calls you and says,
let me ask a quick question. I mean, I'll interrupt you, but okay, what does determine a lead? Because I've been in business for a long time, advertised and all kinds, and I always, people say, well, we got you leads and stuff, and they want to charge a fee. A lead, to me, is a lead that actually they sign a contract. So that's, and that's why I'm asking. I need clarification on what a lead is. I mean, leads,
right.
I get people calling me all the time, and they realize, oh, you know, I just wanted a Ford, and you sell Rolls Royce, a little bit out of my price range. Okay, that's considered a lead, but it wasn't, they bought anything. That's what I want to know. That's what's, trying to avoid the tire kickers. So that's kind of what I needed to know bottom line.
Yes. Well, if they are looking for your service and if for some reason they don't like the pricing or they call someone else, then it's still considered a lead because they called you and they wanted your service. But let's say they call you and they say, hey, Michael, do you do epoxy flooring? And you say, no, why are you calling me? I'm a specialty showroom, you know, for flooring. Then you're not going to get charged for that, right? Or let's say they call you and they say, hey, Michael, I need some wool carpet and I'm in Las Vegas. Well, you're not going to get charged for that because your showroom's not in Las Vegas. That's not your service area, right? So that's the nice thing. And with a typical lead service, what they're doing is they're selling it to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. With the Google Guaranteed Lead, Google is not interested in selling a lead to multiple businesses. So if you get a lead through this service, it only comes to you. And that means that you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it. And people that we've worked with for several years that have had both programs like you do, you know, you have your local SEO and then you've also had some Google ads running on and off over the years. They tell us that this is the highest revenue generating program out of them all because Google is now backing your work and also it's exclusive. So once you pass the background check, then the activation budget would equal 13 leads within the month or $1,773. So you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You take on as little or as many leads as you want, and then the next month you just pay for the ones you took to kind of replenish that bucket.
If say they give me, you know, 13 leads, okay, how would I determine which are real leads and which are not? In other words, like you just stated, someone calls me as a lead and they're in Las Vegas. It's like, okay, you're going to fly my installers out to Las Vegas and put them in a hotel?
Right.
So how would I, and again, I do exclusive stuff and in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, there might be one other, maybe two others, all the entire San Francisco Bay Area, which is a big radius that sells wool carpeting. So, you know, it's not a commodity item. And that is kind of what I'm, concerned of, like the Antico, which one of the things is, which I'm going to probably pull out of our showroom because a corporation bought them and they're just making a mess of it. But I wasn't exclusive. And, you know, the point I'm trying to say is how do I can pick and choose by looking at a possible leads and how do I know which are the real ones? Because I don't want them to take money out of my account and then have to fight to get that back and say, hey, this was not a lead.
That doesn't happen. How we do it is we purchase a brand new 650 area code number, and when people call it, it forwards over to your number, And it will eliminate some spam callers, number one, because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. You know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. And because that's a call tracking number, all of the calls that come through that would be stored on your dashboard, and you could go back and listen to them. So that's how we monitor it. So they're excellent at making sure that you only pay for valid leads, and it will show you on your dashboard charged or not charged. So you may take, you know, two Google guaranteed calls today, and you think like, oh shoot, I spent a lot of money on leads. And then you might go to your dashboard and you might see both of them were not charged, right? So it'll show you on there. So I don't hardly ever see them because, you know, with companies like Angie's or HomeAdvisor or Thumbtack, we deal with so many of their clients. What they're doing is they're charging them if it is a bogus lead in an incorrect category or if it's 150 miles away. And then they put the onus on the customer to try to manage all of that. And because it happens so frequently, it's impossible to manage, right? But with this, we manage it for you. And if you ever call us and say, you know what, Tina, I got a lead on this day and it says I was charged for it and I don't really think it was a client and I want to get a credit for it, then I would submit that to them and they would, you know, process that accordingly. So, you know, number one, we monitor it automatically, but also you can file a dispute here and there if one falls through the cracks, but usually that doesn't happen because they're so good at tracking it.
Okay,
and,
so let
you know,
me,
my,
I want to tell you a story, and this is a story based on my years of experience. Okay, so I was working with this, obviously I've done things from TV to radio to everything you can think of, billboard, all kinds of over the years. So I used to advertise in this magazine. It was a high-end magazine and expensive color, good. It was one of the ones they kept on the tabletops in people's homes and, you know, wherever I've sold in businesses, they would keep it there for like a month. So next one out. Okay, I did quite well. It was a real beautiful. People have seen it. Wow, that was well, first, like everything else, magazines kind of went by the wayside. You know, everything is online. So anyway, so the gentleman that was my sales rep liked our material, and we put our material throughout his house. Very happy. Always told him I got it in my own home. It's lasted for years. So when that magazine went out of business, he came by with another one. And I looked at him. I said, this is not the quality I want to advertise. This is a throwaway. And so I kind of, you know, politely, it was hard because he was a sales rep for the magazine that I was successful at it. And he was also a customer. So it was very difficult. So then he brought his boss, the editor of the magazine. And I said, no, because look at this. I only deal with, this is a throwaway. This is, so this kind of went on. So he brought a consultant in there. And the consultant tried to kind of insult me, like he knows what he's doing. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So I said, then let's, and I have the sales rep here, the editor, which is the owner of the magazine, and then this consultant and over my office. So anyway, so we were having a discussion. I said, okay, I'm wrong and you're right. Let's put your money where your mouth is. And he goes, well, what do you want to do? I said, okay, I look at the program and it also has, you know, call tracking, where you can go on, you can actually listen to the conversation, the time, who, the name of the person that called, and all the information was all there. So I said, okay, we're going to do this, and, you know, I'm going to sign up for 3 months. And I say, I will pay in advance for the first month. After the first month, we're all going to look on, just me, we're going to look at the performance and see what happens. And if the performance is good, I continue the second and third, and we'll evaluate it after the third. If we all agree that it sucked, excuse my French, but you guys are going to pay for the second and third. And like the editor kind of just gave me like a look, like, well, I go, you've got a consultant. He says, I don't know what I'm talking about. He knows more than me. So put your money where your mouth is. So he did it. At the end of the month, they socked everybody because it wasn't worth it. They had to pay for the second and third, and then we parted ways. So I have experience with advertising marketing over the years, and
of course,
more times than not, I've been very disappointed in the service. So, and again, you're talking to someone who cannot stand Google, because I just think Google's a crook, a monopoly and a crook, because, you know, I made a lot of money outside the state of California, a lot of money, because I was a showroom. I actually, my qualification and credentials let everybody know that I actually sat on the manufacturer's advisory council, one of four in all of the United States.
And with that,
I don't have to do anything. It's kind of like there. I mean, if you're going to type in, you know, the product and stuff, it's going to have like the authorized showrooms. But they cut me off because they didn't want me to make money. My only reach was in the state of California. So, you know, I sold to Florida, the captain of the Coast Guard, cutters in Florida. I can go on and on. I can tell you, like, the New York, the studio that, you know, on and on and on. And that all just disappeared one day, and until someone told me what Google did when they're, I don't know what they call it, when they redo everything, their algorithms and stuff like that, I got chopped off at the knees. So,
okay.
So you can understand where I'm coming from. So,
I
will think
but
about it, and then you can call me maybe
thing,
in a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
I will. I'll follow up with you, Michael, for sure, and I'll send you an email on it so you can see what your business will look like once you get that stamp next to your name. And, you know, you, as much as you hate Google, you also are smart enough to know that if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right? And
absolutely,
with a program like this, it's so highly profitable because you're a specialized high end. I mean, you can build that lead cost quickly into the job somehow. You know what I mean? And recoup it very quickly. But it'll be well worth it for you because it will give you a way to set yourself apart. Even though there's only a handful of you, you know, in the entire Bay Area, why not make yours outshine the other ones so that when someone's doing a search, all of a sudden they have a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And what I would recommend, I'm also going to send you a link to the page that shows our website. Your website looks a little bit outdated. It means, you know, there's some pictures on here of some work, but some of them are dating back to, you know, 2019, 2024. There's one that's recent, but other than that, I can put a website in here for you that's highly rankable, and it's built to cater to the high-end client, and we can even pull images off of your site to put on the new site. Now, typically, it'll tell you those sites sell for $2,500. Don't fall off your chair when you see that because you're a loyalty client of ours. You've been with us for 6 years. So if you want to upgrade to this package, I can actually put the site in there for you for free.
Kind of
a gift from us to you.
We
could even use your domain. Do you own that? BeaumontFloors.com?
Yes. Shalette was talking about that they were going to do. I said, give me time. And the reason why her and I were talking about it was because the person that worked for me since the 80s, he passed away, and it was a friend, because if it wasn't for his wife giving me the information, I was able to fix a few things and stuff. And so I've been looking for another person, but the site was just updated, and he had it, I can't remember what tools he used, but then it was all converted, I don't know, 6 months ago to WordPress. It was, Dreamweaver. It was a Dreamweaver because he did the site, I don't know, 20 years ago, and that was it. That was the thing he used. So, and then also on the main page is a map, And that's the special software that no one else has in the entire Bay Area, which you can click on any particular house. It'll give information and some pictures too. And if they're, if they've done a review, the review's right there as well. So that's proprietary and nobody in the Bay Area has that. So, that is what I really, and I usually feed that. I think the last time I put anything in there was like a couple of weeks ago, and I have like 10 houses that I have to upload and just trying to find time to do that. So that alone is a big feature I will not separate from. So
this map is not something that we normally do on our sites, but I can take it to our web development guy, and I'm absolutely confident he can put it on our site as a special request. Because over the years, so many people have requested specialty things that we don't offer for our sites. And after I send it to him and he takes a look at what they're asking, 9 times out of 10, he'll say, of course we can do that. So, you know, I'll check with him. His name is Steve Lyons. I'll check and ask him, like, hey, if we rebuilt this site to look, you know, catering to a high-end client and made it look really fancy, can we still have that interactive map on there where people click on it and they see the recent projects? And, you know, I'm pretty sure that he's going to find a way to say yes. But if not, you know, I'll let you know. And then, you know, you can still promote your own site. I just recommend maybe update it a little bit. Maybe get a tab that has some pictures of the showroom or something, you know, just try to.
No, I know that. I know the site needs some work. It's just I don't have a dedicated person. You know, I could add pictures and stuff because I have who has all that site information. It's all under GoDaddy. So all I have to do is just send a picture and some information, tell them where to put it, and they will do it. I don't have, you know, the guy that was with me, he was with me a long time, since the early 80s, and you know, he passed away. So, you know, it's kind of hard to replace somebody who knows how I'm thinking and work well. I mean, I would just send him a picture, give him the verbiage, and he would just do it. By the next morning, it was done. You know, now it's just, you know, dealing with, I've dealt with people and a lot of them have attitude. I know what I'm doing. I say, yeah, my business is older than you. Tell me more. You know, so, and again, I always tell people, if I didn't know what I was doing, regardless, whether it's a website or running the business, how in the heck would I have reached 43 years?
Right.
There's no way. There's no way. So, and again, like I said, the little story I told you about the consultant and the magazine,
yep.
I proved them wrong. I know this company inside and out. I started from nothing. So, and it's more of a different, it's not a commodity. And most website, builders have templates and it's basically putting their stuff. It looks like the rest of them. Where I don't do that. I don't like templates. You know, it's kind of why I'm a little more successful than most is because I am different. Different in a lot of ways.
You know, at the same token, there's, let's see which tab this is. There's this tab on here that says specials, right? And then on here it says there's a discount coupon and there's a free floor cleaner coupon. And the discount coupon expires February 28th of 2021. And the floor cleaner expires November 30th, 2021. So if I was a property owner of a high-end property and I saw this, I would click out and go right to the next guy. I mean, this looks worse than calling Empire Carpet to me because I've seen a bottle of floor cleaner that looks just like this at the Dollar Tree. You know, so I would recommend maybe even say free spray floor cleaner coupon and just take the picture out or something and then make sure that that expiration date is always current, you know, because if I see an old expiration date from 2021, I'd be like, oh, this poor company probably isn't even in business anymore. You know, that's a long time ago.
Okay.
So let me make
two comments. That was something that, you know, I'm hands-on, and that was my mistake. I never updated it. We still have the floor cleaner, and the floor cleaner you cannot get anywhere else. That comes from Johnson & Johnson. The labels come from Johnson & Johnson's. We just buy the bottles, and we do everything here according to what Johnson & Johnson tells us what to do. So we're the only one in the entire San Francisco Bay Area. We now literally give it free to anybody that buys one of our hard surface floors. Very successful at it. It's just never been updated in the website.
Yeah.
Again, if I was really struggling and had nothing to do, I guarantee you I would spend more time on the website. I don't have the time to do this. I have people waiting. I'm actually turning down a couple of projects because we can't get to them. So where everybody else is really slow out there because of the economy and stuff, no, we're busy. And we're really busy. And so I can't get to, I have contracts I have to get out.
Don't beat yourself up about that at all, because you know what? I talk to business owners day in and day out, and that's the number one reason that their sites, if they get outdated, are not updated. It's just because they're so busy, and by the time they've been out in the field all day and they work 6 or 7 days a week, who wants to sit there and try to work, with, updating websites? And that's one nice thing about if you do move forward and I get this site built for you through us and they can put that interactive map on, which I'm going to confirm, then all you have to do is if you ever have an update or a new before and after photo or anything like that, you just upload it on your dashboard and then we take care of it. And then we'll make sure that all of your dates on your coupons are current and constantly go in there and refresh it and make sure that it's up to date. You know what I mean? Because
I do that now. I mean, I literally do that because the pictures come in are from my guys. Take them in the computer. I crop them. Then I go to my dashboard and I type in the job, the information, and I put the perfect pictures in. And it's already uploaded within 5 minutes after I click upload for the general public.
Okay.
So I do that now. So I understand what you're saying. I do that already, and I'm just a little behind because the last time I updated something was maybe a month ago. And the guys that I have the software said, Michael, you got to update them more because the Google loves this stuff. And I go, I know. I have all these projects that were done. I have pictures. I just can't get to it. Unfortunately, it's only me, and I'm the only one that can do that. And so I totally get – I understand what you're saying, but I will not part from that the Google, or I'm sorry, it's
the
map.
The website interactive map. Yeah, no, I understand that. And I'm going to confirm that we could do that before. And if we can't, I still know that Google guaranteed program will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you've tried in the past and that you'd love it. And the nice thing about that is all you're risking initially is $250. Right? Because they're not going to turn the leads on until you're approved, and then they call you and they get the approval to turn the leads on. And at that point, you're going to love it because they'll be specializing in getting those high-end clients and putting you in the keywords and the demographics that you want. You're only going to get charged if it's a valid lead. But once you pass that background check, that's a one-time payment. So you would be Google guaranteed approved forever for your business. So even if you said, I still hate Google, nothing's changed, Tina, I don't want to turn the leads on, then you still have that extra credibility next to your name. And you can do that with
the
website. Or you can do it with one of the websites we do,
Okay, so no, I will go that direction. Okay, so going back once the leads are turned off. Okay, so we specialize in wool carpeting, period. That's why you come in our showroom. If the leads are sending people that are interested in nylon, okay, that means something's not working right. And how do we correct that? That's an example. That's a clear cut, very easy thing on my end. That's where we know. I have sheep in the windows. They're little wood with wool on it. I got bales of wool. And a lot of things in there in the showroom talks about wools and things. That's what we do. And we had issues, which Solette was trying to get people, because a lot of people don't understand, the quality of wool and what all that is. the leads is really important. If I'm going to pay for something, I want to make sure that they're calling because they read it. They know the history about wool. I don't have to convince them or try to sell them. Well, that nylon is garbage made out of oil. Why would you buy an oil byproduct, especially if we're in the San Francisco Bay Area? Everyone wants all natural, natural, natural. And,
yes,
you know, and so that's my main concern is that's a big item. And that's something very easy to define, to explain to you is wool carpeting. How do I get the leads to be focused on that and not other garbage?
So what I would recommend there is when you set it up with that technician that'll do the onboarding, have them do some research behind the scenes of your area and areas throughout, you know, that Bay Area that are strictly high end. And advertise your Google guaranteed leads there because that's where you're going to have the best chance of converting one of those, right? Let's say that I walk into a Rolls-Royce dealer, right? And
okay,
let's say that I'm a multimillionaire and I want to get a Rolls-Royce and somebody comes out and shows me a Honda. Not that there's anything wrong with a Honda. My daughter drives a Honda. They're great cars. But I'm going to get so disgusted, I'm going to, like, not want to do it, right? So you could easily put cool words into your website, like organic, 100% natural wool carpet. And then if they call you and say, do you do carpet? We're specifically looking for nylon. You could tell them, look, the reason I don't sell nylon is that that's a cheap version and that's not for high-end properties. You know what I mean? If you own a high-end property, you wouldn't want to put that type of stuff. And then if you're in front of the right client, you're going to be able to close them 100% of the time because those are the clients that they're going to agree with you. They're going to say, you know what? You're right. I spent so much money on my home. Why would I put nylon carpet in there? Right?
Okay. So let me jump in there. Okay. So my background is, I was also doing classes at Kenyatta College and the Academy of Arts. And so I can answer a lot of those questions. So what the issue is, and again, I know this, I've been around. So I could show somebody coming in about wool carpeting, tell them I got things, articles they can read, the history of wool and on. Okay. So, and they will go to another store. Oh, no, you don't want to buy wool carpet. Michael's wrong. You want to buy this oil-based carpet, nylon. It's really inexpensive. They will go to, say, 10 other stores, and they will all say the same thing. I would look like the oddball, and I was wrong.
Those stores will contradict you because they just want to get their business, right?
Okay, so there's this older woman
that
lives
mm-hmm. –
Yeah, so this older woman that I've done business with, she comes in and she wants to do this extra room. I said, not a problem. Like 2 blocks away from the office. I said, no, it's not. It's not a bother. So she came back with my sample and she says, Michael, I apologize. I said, what, you ruined my sample? And she goes, no. I said, here, sit down. What's wrong? She says, I went to these other stores. I just wanted to see other wool carpet. And every store tried to sell me nylon carpet, and she asked particularly for wool, and they just said no one buys wool. And in other words, they flat out lie. This lady knows me and done business with me and some of other family members in different cities, so she was just kind of doing the thing that every customer just wanted to search and just look, and she was so disgusted. If she wasn't who she was, she kind of could have been persuaded because the other 10 people or however many people she went to all flat out lied. So I have a disadvantage because everyone's going to lie about, you know, wool carpeting. And it's one of the biggest problem because wool is like the Rolls Royce, you know, and a lot of times people will read something I've written because I'm on like house, all kinds of information. I don't pay for it. It's all pictures and information, things that I answer. So, and they don't understand. There's a whole generation that have no idea what wool carpeting is. And that's the battle I'm fighting. So they're easily persuaded. So there's a lot more stories I can tell you. So I've done a lot of research. And so that is why I am so, you know, I'm a specialty store within a specialty store, because I sell a certain type that none of my competitors do. Some of them do, but they have no idea what they have, or, you know, try to explain it, give them a flyer, some pamphlets to do research and how natural is better for air quality, all this other stuff. So it's a losing battle. That's kind of why I keep repeating, like, the scenario with wool carpeting. You can't just say carpeting. That's just, you can get polyester. That's carpeting. You can get an olefin, which is the worst word. That's carpeting. You know, so it's wool's not out there. You know, only the people that, you know, have the money and do the research, and they're usually older couples. That's why Shalette and I worked for a certain income of a house, and, you know, and what was it, budgets, and we worked with a bunch of things out, and we were coming up, you know, short on things. Like, you may tell me they don't have people to have a value of a house worth X and an income worth X, you know, in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm not asking for a lot, and so we were having some issues there. So and so I will, you know, do what you have to do. Give me a call back, and then, you know, if someone has to ask me a question about the application, I'll pay you the $250 to do the application, and
I
we can kind of
smart.
Go from there.
It's very smart. Okay, and then I will find out from Steve if we can do the new website with your map. But in the meantime, we'll just promote your website as it is. But I'm going to find out, because if we can, I'll throw that in for you also. And then, so do you want me to do that application on the same card that we just updated?
Yes. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah. So if I do this application and you take the $250 down, and for whatever reason they deny me, I lose that $250 regardless, right?
Yeah, it's a non-refundable. That's why I always ask people before I even mention this program, are you licensed and insured? So you have an upstanding reputation of 43 years, but the only other thing that would be a factor, which I doubt that this is, so don't get offended if I say it, but sometimes I ask people, you don't have any felonies within the last 7 years, right? Not to say, you know, I just, you know, sometimes something like that comes up, and Google sometimes will even approve it if there's a felony, but they would have a question about it, like what was it revolving and things like that. But for someone like you, the only requirements are, and I'm looking specifically for a flooring pro or flooring expert for California, and it shows me that you need the certificate of insurance of $1 million in general liability, and then you need a California specialty contractor license,
C-15,
or a California general building contractor license, or a specialty contractor license, C-54, or a California remodeling contractor. So you have the C-15, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you'll pass the background check with flying colors. I have no worries about that whatsoever. So
yeah, I was going to say, don't have any felonies. The last time I got any, it was a ticket, and that was 21 years ago. I mean, moving violation. Yeah, so,
amazing.
No.
They're not going to pull up a moving violation from 21 years ago, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, so are you familiar with AAA, the towing service?
Yes, of course. Yep.
I have a card.
I renew it every year.
Okay, so do I. Mine started back in 1976.
Wow.
So,
I hope you have a special deal since you renew it that many years since 76.
I don't know. I mean, I hardly ever use it. It's just one of those things. It's like an insurance policy. You keep it in case you do need it. And, you know, and that's what I do. So, yeah, I go a long ways. I usually stay with people for a very long time. And I always give people the benefit of the doubt, even though something goes wrong. You know, I try to work with people because, you know, we're all in this together. And so, go ahead and do the $250 and, Yeah, so
okay.
I guess it's going to, as you said, it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks, but because it's a newer program, honestly, we're knocking them out closer to the 4 week mark. So I know that we'll get yours approved quicker too, but let me just look at the calendar and I'll get you that client interview appointment or the onboarding, and then we'll be good to go. And then I'll call you tomorrow as soon as I hear back from Steve and make sure we can do the website with that interactive map. Do you want to do your client interview tomorrow or on Wednesday? What works better, do you think?
It doesn't matter. How much time do they need? So is there something that I
It's a 30-minute appointment, and once I process the payment right now, they will send you the application. It'll say, congratulations, your Google Verified program starts now. And when you open that email, you'll see the link to the application. So even if you scheduled this for Wednesday, you can start working on the application right away and uploading your certificate of insurance and your license and, you know, whatnot, anything that you would need. So
okay, yeah, give me this. Let's do it like Wednesday. Give me a day or two to fill it out so it's all done.
Up.
So
I understand. So give me a second here because I'm looking for the appropriate package because – let's see, platinum bundle cost. Okay, I found it. Okay, so now I just have to edit the invoice to show 250 because you don't have to pay the year. I'll be emailed to you. Now, on Wednesday, what works best, morning or afternoon? And to answer your question, I'm going to book a 30-minute appointment. So it might even go faster than that, but maximum 30 minutes.
Okay, so I would say any time, say, after, say, 10:30 or 10, somewhere around there.
Okay, so I have a 10 or a 10:30 open.
Okay, so, yeah, 10 is fine, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to book out that 30-minute window, and I also tell people when I book out a 30-minute window, Michael, that I'm also doing that in case my, you know, technician's prior appointment's running a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 10:05 or 10:10, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that 30-minute window. And then let me just make sure that I can get a green light on this payment because that will ensure that the application get sent to you. So 1 second.
Yeah, I received something that says you've now charged a non-refundable one-time application. So I got that from you.
I haven't charged it yet. I'm trying to adjust the billing because the monthly that you have for $129, that's a loyalty pricing. We don't have that available anymore. So I'm trying to adjust your pricing to that so that it doesn't create a future invoice, right, with a higher price. So I'm just making sure that everything looks good here. And then the actual package that – oh, go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to say, so the regular fee I've been paying for the last 6 years is now what now?
That's for the Google Local on the maps.
Yeah.
You know, when you – the Google Business page, that's to ensure that you're getting ranked in your area on the map.
No, I know that. This, and I forgot what I was paying. You said it gone up in price. You didn't say me how much it went up.
Oh, yeah. So the package now is $199 monthly instead of $129. So you have a loyalty program. But you're grandfathered into the $129 no matter what. And I just actually checked your future invoices, and it is showing $129. So you're good there. So you're not going to have any other costs until you pass the background check. If you want to turn those leads on, they will activate the budget for you that day.
Okay.
I'm so glad that this all worked out for you, too. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. So you stand by on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, you know, give or take a few minutes. They will be calling you. And then if you have any questions, in the meantime, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. I'll text that to you right now just so that you have my direct line. That way, if you, you know, ever want to turn those Google paid ads back on, you can. But if you can only do one or the other, this program is going to get better results than just the Google paid ads, as you know.
Oh, okay.
But you do have
you're
going to
send me the application today, right?
Yep. I just sent it. Let me just double check and make sure that it went out. So 1 second. And then they're going to call the same phone number that we're talking on, right, for the client interview, the one that ends in 6019.
Have them, this is my cell phone, have them call the office number. That should be on file. It's a 650 number, and it's 654-7703.
7703. Okay. Oh, yep. I do see that. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
the business number. So,
because
a lot of times I don't answer, because only people who call me on this number are like family and stuff, and I kind of don't always answer it.
I'm happy I got a hold of you. It worked out for you then. So, Michael, I'm looking at my sent emails. And I want to just verify that you got it, and then you'll be good to go. Let's see. Yep. It says Google Verified Campaign Begins, Beaumont Fine Floors, Inc. And if you click on that email, it'll show you as you start reading under Getting Started, there's going to be, after the second little bullet point, it'll say, if you don't already have your own campaign, we'll create it for you, and then you'll see a blue link that says application form.
Okay, so I'm still waiting for it to come in. It hasn't. Okay, hold on. Something just came in.
I was going to say, yeah, you might want to refresh your inbox if it didn't and check the filtered mail, but it sounds like it came. It was just a delay.
Okay, so yeah, all I have here came in was the Google Calendar for 10 a.m.
Reminder for your appointment. Yep, that's your reminder, so that's good that you got that. It'll also email you about an hour ahead of time on, 9 o'clock on Wednesday. It'll remind you, hey, you have this appointment coming up at 10. But if you refresh your inbox or we just give it another second, you'll get the next one that says Google Verified Campaign Begins.
That's where the application is then. Okay.
That's where the application is. Absolutely. And like I said, if you wait a couple of minutes and you don't get it, then you can check your filtered mail. We send from a very large Gmail server, so it could get stuck in the filtered mail since it's your first correspondence regarding Google Guaranteed, But I think that it'll be in your inbox if you refresh it in just a moment or so.
Okay. My thing comes in really quick. I never have any problems. So, so if you sent it, these other ones came through. So, yours should come through. Okay. So, let me see. All right. What's the number if I need to get a hold of you? What's the number I call in?
It's 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
And you said an extension.
777. And my name is Tina. So it's a voice activated system. You could either say 777 or you could say transfer to Tina and it'll do it. It'll ring right back to my desk.
Okay, you said 3 7s or 4 7s?
It's 3. It's a 777.
Okay, 777. Got it. Okay. All right, I got it. It hasn't come in yet, so I just
let me see if I can. I'm gonna try to manually paste it and put it in an email directly from my personal local / one and see if you get it that way. I don't know why sometimes people get blocked from the system when it's coming through the system. You've been with us for 6 years, so you're definitely not new. You've gotten emails from us before, but because it's the first one regarding this campaign, it could be getting stuck in the filtered mail. So let me just send it to you. And I used the same email when I created the appointment, so we know that we got the correct email, right?
Well, yeah, I got two emails. The one that says, getting started, you now charge non-refundable one-time application. Okay, I got that one. That's the first one. And then the account manager, which was the date, calendar. So wait a minute, let me go back. Okay, so I'm reading it. Oh, it says to continue the application process. Okay, please.
Oh, that's it. You got it.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was looking, when you were saying look for a button and press this and that, so I was looking for something.
Yeah,
different.
See the blue link that says application form?
Yes, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's your
application.
So good. Okay. Oh, good. I'm happy. I'm happy you got it.
Yeah, no, I had to scroll down a bit to see it. Time fee was going to happen, and then you were going to send me the link. That's what I thought. So,
I want to give you a heads up and let you know that we work 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, so we're a little bit after hours now. So if you have any questions tonight and you call me and you get my voicemail, don't panic. I'll call you back first thing in the morning. Sometimes people are like, Tina, I tried to call you and you didn't answer. And I'm like, well, it was a little bit after hours. So yeah, but definitely I will be following up with you tomorrow anyway to let you know what Steve says about the site revision that you would like if you do get one of our sites. And then I'm going to send you another text right now that has the websites that we build and the options that you have. And that's just for the regular templated ones. Yours is going to be specialty because we're going to put that extra feature in if he says it's available. But at least it'll give you an idea what the sites kind of look like. And remember, ignore that part at the bottom that says starting at $2,500. If you decide to get it, we will include it for you. And then I'll just have my technician on Wednesday ask you for your GoDaddy credentials so that we can start building the site on your domain, okay?
Okay. All right. We'll talk then. Thank you.
Sounds good. You're welcome. Have a good evening as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Bye.